Welcome to episode 1013 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. Imagine, for a moment, you had walked with Jesus in the flesh. Imagine hearing his voice as he taught, seeing his miracles with your own eyes, watching him minister to people, seeing how people received him, and even touching him with your hands. How would such an experience transform your life? What would you share with others about the one you had seen, heard, and touched? In the epistles of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, we encounter a man who had that very experience. The Apostle John, referred to as the beloved disciple, was one of Jesus's closest companions during the Lord's earthly ministry. John walked with Jesus, listened to his teachings, saw his miracles, and was present at the most intimate moments of Christ's ministry. He saw Jesus in both public and private moments. And yet, in these three letters, written at different points in time and meant for different audiences, John is not merely reflecting on past experiences, he is proclaiming the living, eternal reality of Jesus Christ, the Word of Life. Today, we will explore what it means that Jesus is the Word of Life. This phrase is central to John's message, and it carries profound implications for how we understand our relationship with God, the nature of eternal life, and the truth we are called to live by. As we walk through these epistles, we will see that the Word of Life is more than just a title. It is an invitation to experience and share the life found in Christ. John opens his first letter with a proclamation of what he had personally witnessed, Jesus Christ, the Word of Life. John emphasizes this is not just a mystical or abstract idea. It is something real, something tangible. He writes, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and touched with our hands." John is speaking as a first-hand witness to the incarnation of God in Christ. He wants us to know that Jesus, the eternal Word, took on flesh and walked among us. This is a direct parallel to the opening of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. In both the Gospel and his epistles, this same author, John, insists that Jesus is not merely a good teacher or a spiritual leader. He is the eternal Word of God made manifest in human form. Jesus is the living embodiment of God's truth and love, and through him we have access to eternal life. John describes Jesus as the Word of Life to emphasize both his divine nature and his role as the full and ultimate revelation of God. The term Word, Logos in Greek, was significant in both Jewish and Greek thought, symbolizing the creative power of God in the universe and the ultimate expression of divine wisdom and reason. By calling Jesus the Word, John highlights that Jesus is the embodiment of God's message to humanity, the living expression of his will and the source of life, both physical and eternal. Jesus, as the Word of Life, reveals God to us, not just in teachings, but in his very being, bridging the gap between heaven and earth, bringing God's life-giving presence into the world. What does it mean that Jesus is the Word of Life? It means that in him, life itself is revealed. Jesus is the source and sustainer of life, both physical life and, more importantly, spiritual life. Without him, there is no life. Just as God spoke the world into existence through his Word in the beginning, so now he offers us new life through his Word, Jesus Christ. John emphasizes that this life is not just theoretical. It is something that can be experienced. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, he writes. This is the life God offers to each of us through his Son. It is the life that overcomes sin and death, and it is available to all who believe in the name of Jesus. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, John tells us the purpose of his proclamation. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. The life that is found in Jesus is not just a private, individual experience. It is a shared, communal life. It is a life that brings us into fellowship with one another, and most importantly, into fellowship with God. This is the essence of eternal life. Eternal life is not merely living forever. It is living in communion with God. It is a life characterized by the presence of God, by intimacy with Him, and by the joy of being fully known and fully loved. Jesus, the Word of Life, has made this fellowship possible. Through His death and resurrection, He has removed the barrier of sin that separated us from God, and He has opened the way for us to enter into a relationship with our Creator. This fellowship is the foundation of the Christian life. When we come to know Jesus, we are brought into a community of believers who share in this same life. We are united by our common faith in Christ, and we are called to love one another as Christ has loved us. John emphasizes throughout his letters that love for one another is a defining mark of those who have received the Word of Life. In 1 John 4, verses 7 to 8, he writes, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." The Word of Life, then, not only brings us into fellowship with God, but also transforms our relationships with others. As we experience the love of God, we are called to extend that love to those around us, creating a community that reflects the character of Christ. John continues in 1 John 1, 5 to 7 by saying, "This is the message we have heard from Him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." The Word of Life calls us out of darkness and into the light of God's truth. To walk in the light means to live in alignment with God's will, to reject sin, and to pursue righteousness. This is not a life of perfection, but it is a life of integrity, where we seek to live honestly before God, confessing our sins and relying on His grace. Jesus, the Word of Life, enables us to walk in the light because He has dealt with the darkness of sin. His blood cleanses us from all sin, allowing us to stand in the light of God's presence without fear of condemnation. This is the power of the gospel, that through Jesus, we are forgiven, cleansed, and made new. But John also warns us that claiming to have fellowship with God while continuing to walk in darkness is a lie. True fellowship with God requires a life that reflects His character. If we have truly received the Word of Life, it will be evident in the way we live. Our lives will be marked by truth, righteousness, and love. We will walk in the light, not in the shadows of deceit or hypocrisy. John closes his first epistle with a statement of assurance. "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." The Word of Life brings us confidence in our salvation. We do not have to wonder whether we are truly saved or whether we have done enough to earn God's favor. John writes so that we may know that we have eternal life, not based on our own works, but on our faith in Jesus Christ. This assurance brings joy. As John writes in 1 John 1, 4, "And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete." The life that Jesus offers is not a life of fear or uncertainty. It is a life of joy, knowing that we are loved by God and secure in His hands. When we live in the light of this truth, we experience the fullness of joy that comes from walking in fellowship with God and with one another. As we reflect on John's epistles, we are reminded of the profound truth that Jesus is the Word of Life. He is the one who reveals God to us, the one who brings us into fellowship with the Father, and the one who calls us to walk in the light. Through Him, we have eternal life, a life that begins now and continues forever in the presence of God. Friends, the Word of Life is not just something we hear about. It is something we are invited to experience. As we embrace Jesus, the Word made flesh, we receive the gift of life, and we are called to share that life with others. Let us live in the light of His truth, walk in fellowship with one another, and proclaim the Word of Life to a world in need of His love. Father, we thank You for the gift of Your Son, Jesus, the Word of Life. Help us to walk in the light of Your truth, to live in fellowship with You and with one another, and to reflect Your love in all that we do. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.